in divine confidence. Hey, hey, hey. You feel my energy, then baby, just watch. I'm on a new level, I'm taking my spot. My shine is mine and it's heaven sent. I'm drenched in pure confidence. This is confidence, baby. Walking like the world already know I'm the greatest. Head high, soft smile, and my heart so spacious. I love who I am and it feels contagious. Yeah, confidence, baby. Every step I take feels so courageous. I'm finally living life unapologetic. My glow now always magnetic. It took some tears, took some nights alone, but I built myself up from the root to the throne. Now when I look in the mirror, I see evidence of a woman reborn in confidence. This is confidence, baby. A glow so bright, ain't no way you can fake it. I'm walking in my truth and I love how I made it. It's feminine power, I embrace it.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome. You are tuned into the Spiritual Warfare broadcast, where we will take you in an in-depth look at the Word of God. Let's tune in as Evangelist Wanda Bell takes you further into the Word of God.
We left off talking about faith and how we receive faith. Faith comes by hearing, and by hearing the Word of God. And we read to you Romans 2, verse 1 and 2. And this is Paul talking. He says, I beseech ye therefore, by the brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and perfect will of God. We know we're going to have to change how we think, how we act, how we talk, how we live, and how we believe. All those things are going to have to change, and we're going to have to get those things from the Word of God. How he says we're supposed to keep our mind on things above, not on things of this earth. You know, he says we're going to have to believe in God, not on the world systems and on the things of this world. We have to believe in God. All our faith has to be turned to God. You know, this is how we're going to have to believe. This is how we're going to have to change ourselves according to the Word. We have to think on these things. Everything that's good and perfect and pure and holy and righteous. This is how our mind has to change, saints. And we're only going to find these ways in the Bible. God tells us how to think. Think on these things. All the good, everything that's good, everything that's holy, everything that's perfect. That's what we're supposed to think on. How do we talk? Paul said we are to speak the word only. Speak the word of God only. When situations come, when trials come, when problems come, when all kind of evil circumstance pop up in our life, we're going to have to go to the word of God and say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I come to you because you're my Father. You know, you're the one that's in heaven. And you said that you would give us the things that we ask for. So, Lord, I'm asking for healing. I'm asking for deliverance. Whatever your problems are, you find that scripture in the Word of God. And that's how you go to God. If you're sick, you know, you just quote the scripture. Lord, you said that you are my healer. You know, he told us that he's our healer. He's our strength. Sometimes you get weak. You got to tell God, Lord, you're my strength. I'm strong in the Lord. And he said, let the weak say what? Let the weak say, I am strong. So when you're feeling yourself getting weak, you are the one that have to say this. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You have to say that. And when you don't have any money, the Lord says, you ask. And it shall be given, you know. And then he tells you how you get money. You got to give. Give and it shall be given unto you. good measures, pressed down, shaken together and running over, were men given to your bosom. So what do you need? If you need money, start giving people money. God didn't say give a person $1 million and you ain't got but 10. It's whatever you have, give some of that. If it's no more than a dollar or 50 cents, give it to somebody. And God will cause that to come back to you. And guess what he said? It's not coming back to you like you gave it to them. God said, give, and he'll give unto you. Good, he'll call men to give unto your bosom. That's what he said. And he said, it's going to come back to you good measures, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. He's going to cause men to give into your bosom. So saints of God, excuse me, there is a way that we can have everything that the world has and more, because the things that's in the world was made for us. They was not made for the devil's kids. They're made for us. So all the wealth and the riches of this world, we're supposed to be enjoying them. God said, I've given you all things freely to enjoy. So this is ours. Only thing is, we can't go about it the way the world do. That's the respect that we have to show God. That's the difference in the two kingdoms. Satan requires you to do it one way. God requires you to do it the other way. If you want to live in obedience and have all the things that God say, then you're going to have to obey what he say do. You know, our believing has to be right. Our living has to be right. He said, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So you're going to have to live by the word. The word is the bread. Jesus was the living bread that was sent from heaven. That bread is the word of God. And we have to live by that living bread, which is Jesus Christ himself, in order to have the things that we need. You know, all of the word, no matter what it is. If we need money, there's words for money. I just gave you scriptures for money. If you need health, there's scriptures for health and healing. If you need strength, there's scriptures for strength and help and wholeness and miracles. Everything you need, God has put it there for us. But saints, we got to do it his way. You know, he said, be not conformed to this world, doing it their way, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You want to know what the will of God is? You start changing the things that you're doing. Start doing the things that God requires you to do. Then you'll be in that change. You'll be in the will of God. We cannot know the things of God in our natural state. We cannot know the things of God in our natural state. We have to be born again. We have to give God our life. You know, this is how we have to do it. We have to have faith. We can do nothing without faith. Faith is the currency of the kingdom. In other words, it's like money. We can use our faith to get anything we need from God. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 2 and 14, he said, but the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. You know, you don't argue with people when they start talking about, this is the word, and this is what God said. Don't argue with those people if they're of the world, because they don't know. They don't know God. The Bible said they can't even know God, because if to know God, it's the spiritual thing. It's spiritually discerned that we even know God. So I don't argue with people. I let them say whatever they want to say, because you have to know one thing. If you of God, you're not going to be arguing. You're not going to be fussing about the word of God. You read the word of God and you obey the word of God, and you honor your king. You honor your father, which is in heaven. And he doesn't need you arguing. He doesn't need a champion. He doesn't need us to champion him. So we're going to have to learn to do things God's way, and not like the world do things. Isaiah 55 and verse 8 through 11. I'm going to read that for you. It says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, Neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain come down and the snow from heaven, and return not thither, but watereth the earth. This is what he says, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. See, this is what the word of God does, saints. The word of the world, they have to go out and work hard and sweat and lie and cheat and steal for the things that they need. But all we have to do is rely on our Father and listen to what he says. He says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. See, he's not telling you go out there and steal something. No, he said, that's not the way I do things. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, then my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain comes down from heaven and return not thither, it means it don't go back to heaven, but it watereth the earth and make it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. See, this very word that I'm talking about, the Bible, the written word of God, this is what we depend on, saints. We don't depend on the doctor's reports. We don't depend on medical science. We don't depend on the way the financial market moves and go. We don't depend on that to get us our wealth and our money. It doesn't work like that. He says, so shall my word be. Just like the water come down from heaven and water go in the earth, and it bring forth seed so that the people could have bread to eat and food to eat. He says, so shall my word be that goeth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things that I sent it to do. Saints of God, that's clear and that's plain. Whatever God sent his word to do, whether it's healing, whether it's deliverance, no matter what he sent that word to do, we have to know that it shall be just like he said, because he said it will not return unto me void. And he told us that he wasn't a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. If he said it, he'll do it. And if he spoke it, he'll make it good. See? And so we have to realize that the natural man, you know, in his state, in his natural state, he can do no more, you know, than hang on to that stuff and the traditions of mankind, to the traditions of his father, the traditions of the world. That's how he hangs on to what he has, you know. You know, he depends on what he hears. This is the natural man. This is the people of the world. They hang on to what they hear, what they see, what they can touch, what they can smell, what they can taste. In other words, they hang on to the things that their five senses will allow them to hang on to. That's what they hang on to. But we have the word of God that's mighty and powerful and is sharper than a two-edged sword. It will cut betwixt the marrow and the bones. Do you need an operation? It will cut betwixt the marrow and the bones. This is what the word of God will do. When you speak healing words and deliverance words, oh, hallelujah to Jesus, God will hear your prayers. God will come on the scene. Holy Spirit will come on the scene. And that operation that was supposed to take 4 hours will only take an hour. And that healing that was supposed to come in 6 weeks will only take 3 or 4 days. And you heal from everything of that operation. This is how God operates. This is how God works. You know, the world depends on its own. It depends on philosophies and theories. It depends on all these old values. There was the Sigmund Freud, the value system that he set up, and all this stuff. This is what the world is still depending on. But how many know We depend on the living God.